Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Chulin, Perek Yod, Mishnah Alpha, Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnah are being learned B'schos Aser Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Afayin Ruziv Gagon B'Karav Mamesh. This Perek, for the most part, discusses one of the Matnas Kahuna called Zroi L'chaim and Keva. These are certain parts of a regular animal that's shechted, not a carbon, just a regular animal. You shecht an animal, you want its meat for Shabbos, you're making a barbecue, whatever it is. Parts of that animal have to be given to a kain. It's Matnas Kahuna. That's one of the special things we have to give to a kain. So the Mishnah says Zroi L'chaim and Keva. This is the right foreleg. The L'chayim are the jaws, and the Keva is one of the stomachs of the animal. This is in both Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz, b'fnei abayis v'shlo b'fnei abayis, with the base of Mikdashim, without the base of Mikdash. However, b'chulin, this is only with chulin, avaloy Mikdashin, not with karbonas. And the reason why this is a chiddush is because shahayi b'den, you would have made the logical progression the other way around. Umayim ha'chulin, just like we're dealing with regular chulin, regular animals, she'ein chayav m'chaz v'shayk. There's no chayav to give the chest and the thigh to the kayin, chayav matanois, but they're chayav in matanois. That's what the Mishnah calls zroil chayim and keva, just calls them matanois. While kadshim, karbonas, certain karbanos, you have to give the chest and the thigh to the kayin. Shouldn't we say for sure that the chayav matanos? Tamalim, so the pasuk says, and I've given them to Aaron and his sons as a chayik forever. This is talking about the chaza and the shayik. What do we learn from here? He only has, meaning the kayin only deserves that which is said in the pasuk. He only gets the chaza and the shayik of karbanos, and he does not get zrei l'chaim and keva. That's reserved for regular chulin. So we mentioned this concept of the matanos. Zroi L'chaim and Keva, we're not going to be discussing certain types of animals and whether or not they're Chayv and Zroi L'chaim and Keva. We require a little bit of introduction. First of all, we know that there's two different ways a person could be Makdish an animal. He either could be Makdish it as a carbon, or he could just donate it to Bedek HaBayis to be used for the Beis HaMikdash upkeep fund, which basically means the animal is going to be taken and then sold, and the proceeds are going to be used to pay for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, these have two different levels of Kedusha. One is designated as a carbon itself. It's called Kedusha Sogof, that there's this Kedusha that, so to speak, permeates the very bones and the very essence of the animal. That's a very high level of Kedusha. And even if it gets a mum, it gets a blemish, and it can't be brought as a carbon, and we're going to deconsecrate it, we're going to take its Kedusha off of it, still, there are certain limitations that it has because it had this very high level of Kedusha Zagof. However, when it gets donated just to Bet HaKabayis, that's called Kedusha's Damim. Its value has Kedusha, but the animal itself is not really considered Kadosh, and therefore, when it gets deconsecrated, when we take its Kedusha off of it, for example, when someone redeems it, when someone buys it, there aren't really any limitations. So now we get into some details. Mishnah Beis tells us, Kol HaKadshim Shekadim Mum Kavua L'Kadeshan, any Kadshim that they had a Mum Kavua, they had a permanent blemish before they became Kadosh. And it basically means that they are not able to have Kedusha Zaguf. Because again, Kedusha Zaguf can only be an animal that's designated as a carbon. But if an animal had a Mum Kavua, it had a permanent blemish before we ever tried to make a Kadosh, you can't designate it to be read as a carbon, and therefore can never attain Kedusha Zaguf. It can only get Kedusha's Dam in this lower level Kedusha. So basically, Mishnah is saying, any animal that has Kedusha's Damim, this lower level of Kedusha, and then Veniftu is redeemed, someone had bought it off of the Beis HaMikdash, so for all intents and purposes, it's considered like just a regular chulin animal, and Chayav M'Bukhari Matanos. It's Chayav M'Bukhari Matanos, which means if this is a female animal and it gives birth to a male as its first baby, that's a Bukhari. We're going to be learning about that in the next Masechta, so it's Chayav M'Bukhari. It's not considered like a hektish animal which doesn't have Din B'Chayra, it's just a regular chulin animal, and that first baby that's born to it is a Bukhari, and it's also Chayav Matanos. If one shechts it, he has to give the Zroi L'chaim and Keva to the Kayin. Also, V'yotzen L'chulin L'gaz L'yavet. It's considered 100% Chulin in regards to shearing it and working with it. Remember, we had said that there's a difference between Kedusha Zaguf and Kedusha Damim, and that even when we deconsecrate an animal which has Kedusha Zaguf, it still has certain limitations to it, and that's these two things that we just mentioned. An animal which used to have Kedusha Zaguf, even once it gets a mum and we take its Kedusha off of it, one still has to treat it with a little bit of Kedusha, and he's not allowed to shear it if it's an animal that you can shear, and he's not allowed to work with it if it's an animal that could be worked with. However, this animal, which just had Kedusha's Damim, it becomes chulin 100% when it's redeemed, and therefore it's allowed to be shorn and it's allowed to be worked with. Also, uvladan v'chalavan mutar l'achar b'dyaynon, after it's been redeemed, any child that's born from it and any milk that's milked from it is 100% permitted. Furthermore, v'ashrech t'mechot, potter, if one shechts it outside the base of Mikdash, he's potter, and v'ein oisin t'mura, it's not able to accomplish a t'mura. We know that if a person has a carbon and he tries to transfer its Kedusha onto a different animal by saying zoo t'mura zoo, this new animal is in exchange for this original animal. Actually, both of them are considered carbonized, but this one is not able to accomplish a t'mura. And lastly, If it died even before being redeemed, meaning he didn't have a chance to redeem it yet from Hekdesh, and it died, it could be redeemed now, because again, it doesn't have Kedushas Aguf, it only has Kedushas Damim. Now, there's two exceptions to this. Chutz min ha-bachar min ha-maiser, all these dinim that we just mentioned, is not counting a bachar, a firstborn animal, or maiser, which means maiser behema. This is when a person takes all the new animals born to them that year, counts 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and the 10th one has Kedushas Maiser, that's maiser behema. Both of these have an inherent Kedusha, even if they already had a mom, and therefore, what we just said in the Mishnah doesn't apply to them. Now we go on to the next category. Kol shekadem hekdesh anas mumon, anything that was made hekdesh before it developed a mom, which means he designated this as a karbon, has kedushas aguf, and only then it got a mom. Oy mom over lekdeshan, it got a mom over, which means a passing blemish. It's not a mom which is going to stay. It's not a mom kavua. It's something that's passing. It's going to get better, and the mom's going to go away. And so even though it had that mom before it became kadosh, it still has the ability to attain this higher level of kedushas aguf. Now lachar mikan, after it got that higher level of kedusha, it developed a permanent blemish, so now it can't be used as a carbon, the niftu, and then it was redeemed. So all these limitations are put on it. It's potter from bechar and matanos. Even though it's not a carbon anymore and it can't be used as a carbon, it still has this higher level of kedusha. In some form, it is still considered somewhat like a carbon, and therefore, if it's a female animal and it gives birth to a firstborn male, it's not considered kaddish like a bechar. And also from matanos, if you shecht it, you don't have to give zrei lechem and give it to the kayin, and ve'inu yotzei mechulin gaz lo yaved, it does not become 100% chulin. That now it's allowed to be shorn and worked, and uvladim chalav and aser lacha b'tyanon, even after redeeming it, one is not allowed to benefit from its children and its milk. And v'ashechten b'chutz chayiv, if one shechts it outside the base of Mikdash, he's chayiv for shechitas chutz. That's before it was redeemed. And v'oisin temura, also before it was redeemed, if he makes a temura that this is in place of that, it actually works. And v'mesu, if it dies, yikaveir would have to be buried because there is no pidyon. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Gimel and Dalid. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.